Elhamdülillah. Elhamdülillahi Rabbil alemin. Estağfurullah ellezî lâ ilâhe illâ huve el hayyul kayyûm ve etûbü ileyh. Vesselü tevbete vel mağfirete vel hidayete inne huve tevvâbur rahîm. Vaffu annâ yâ kerîm, vaffu annâ yâ kerîm, vaffu annâ yâ kerîm. Vahhü lena bi fadlike ya Rahman, ya Rahim, ya Melike, ya Kudüsü, ya Havlu, ya Allah. El evveli Allah, el ahiri Allah, el zahiri Allah, el vakiri Allah, hayrihi ve şerrihi min Allahu Teala. Ve eşhedü en la ilahe illallah vahdehu la şerike leh. Ve eşhedü enne Muhammedun abduhu ve resuluhu. Esselatu vesselamu aleyke ya Resulallah. Esselatu vesselamu aleyke ya Habiballah. Esselatu vesselamu aleyke ya Seyyidil Evvelin vel Ahirin. İşverena ya Şefi'el Müzzebin. Bir rahmetike ya Erhamer Rahimin. Kalallahu Teala fi kitabil aziz. Evzu billahi mineşşeytanirracim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلُوا مِثْقَالَ زَرَّةٍ حَيْرًا يَعْرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلُوا مِثْقَالَ زَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَعْرَهُ صدق الله العظيم. Allah-u Teala sizinle Kur'an-ı Kerim. So, he who does an atom weight of good will see it, and he who does an atom weight of evil will see it. This is an early revelation. When these words came from the blessed lips of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu was present in the company of the people who were there. And as soon as he heard these ayats, he started to weep. He wept so that from his blessed beard, drops of tears were running down. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Aba Bakir, what has happened to you that you are shedding such tears? Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahu Ta'ala says, whatever good comes to you is from me, and whatever evil comes to you is from you. And at this moment, Ya Rasulullah, I do not remember one single good deed which I did, but I remember all the evil things which I did. Woe to me, what is going to happen to me on the day of Yawmiddin? Now this is Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq who is speaking. What should we say? But the response of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq was, Ya Abu Bakr, don't you remember that Allah Ta'ala also says that my mercy far surpasses my wrath? And Ya Abu Bakr, why don't you also count my intercession, my shafa'at on the day of Yawmiddin? At those words, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq stopped
weeping and smiling.
It has been brought to us that Hazrat Isa alayhi salam used to laugh a lot. And his brother, Hazrat Yahya, used to cry a lot. One day, Hazrat Yahya reproached Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, and he said, "Brother, you seem to laugh a lot. What gives you the right to feel so secure against the trials and against the deviousnesses of this world in which we live?" And Hazrat Isa responded to his brother, and he said, "And you seem to be unaware and heedless of the gifts and rewards which Allah Ta'ala bestows, and the kindness and the love which He shows to us to cancel, to compensate all the deviousness of this world and all these trials of this world." When this conversation was going on between Hazrat Isa and his brother, there was a Veliullah. He was present there. And he opened his heart to Allah Ta'ala and asked him, "Ya Rabbi, which of the two is right?" And Allah Ta'ala responded and said, "He who thinks better of me is right. Because I am as my servant thinks of me." Ya Ibadallah, when I was preparing this khutbah this morning, did I think of Allah Ta'ala, and did I think whether Allah Ta'ala would approve of what I was going to tell you? When you had your breakfast this morning and put the first piece of bread in your mouth, perhaps you haven't forgotten to say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, but probably you did. And whether you said it or not, were you aware of the presence of Allah Ta'ala in your life? When you are listening to me as I speak to you now, are you evaluating my words, whether they are the words of Him or whether they are the words of the ones who know Him well? Are we aware of the existence of Allah Ta'ala in our lives? He says He is the way we think of Him. Do we think of Him at all? Whether as an angry, punishing God or a beneficent, merciful, gentle, loving God? And we call ourselves believers, and we call ourselves Muslims.
Next, most of us, most of the time, unless we are in dire danger, or unless we are in dire fear, we remember him. We usually think what we wish to think, which we usually say what we wish to say, and we usually do what we wish to do. Yet in the Quran al-Kareem, Allah Ta'ala in many places tells us to fear him. And sometimes some of us do fear him and change our ways. If we were going to do something, we don't do it because we fear him. If we weren't going to do something, and we know he tells us to do it, and we fear him and try to do it. But what do we fear? We fear that he is going to kill us, or our wife, or our mother, or burn our house, or make us lose our job, or make us lose money in Wall Street. Maybe, but not too often, we also fear maybe he may throw us into the fire in the hereafter. But the fear, the true fear of Allah Ta'ala is not neither cancer, or losing one's wife, or losing one's money, or losing one's home. The real fear of Allah Ta'ala should be to be rejected by Allah Ta'ala. Minutes ago I said what we do all the time is what we wish to do. In short, what our ego tells us to do. You know what he said? The thing which we should fear is when he will say, go ahead, do what you wish to do. That which we already do. Now, in another ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, nothing is that does not proclaim his praise. Nothing, not the air, not the stars, not the moon, not the sun, not the trees, not the animals, nor whatever we do, the lion which eats the deer proclaims the greatness of Allah. The snake which bites you proclaims the greatness of Allah. Hajjaj Zalim, who has killed 250,000 Muslims before ISIS is doing it, they proclaim the greatness of Allah Ta'ala. not a leaf moves without the will of Allah Ta'ala. Then what do we say of the mosquitoes which spread malaria, of the snake and the scorpion which bite us, or those which we think are human beings come to kill us? There was once a bandit. He killed 100 innocent persons. But at the end he came to realize that what he did was wrong. So he went to an imam and he said, "Ya imam, I have killed 100 people. But I regret it now. And if I make tawbah, will Allah Ta'ala forgive me?" The imam looked at him, a terrible looking man. And he said, "I'm sorry," he said, "but you really have passed the limit." "I don't think so." He said, "Okay, so I'll kill 100, but one more." That the imam killed him too. Then he came to a general, he said. "General," he said, "he's Ahli Irfan, but at the same time, he's also intelligent, worldly." So he came to him and he said, "Ya Sheikh, I have killed 100 men. And then I went to an imam and I told him whether Allah Ta'ala would forgive me if I make tawbah. And he said, 'No, then I killed him too. What do you think?'" The Sheikh said, "Son, where do you live?" "I live in such and such place. I don't want to name it, but you can think about it. Where the place is full of druggies, full of drinkers, full of liars, full of cheaters, men, merry men, women, merry women. I live in such a place," said he. "Ah," said the Sheikh. "Son," he said, "your problem is that you are in the wrong place together with the wrong people." And indeed, if you do repent, but if you do repent and put your repentance in action, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will forgive you. "Ya Shaykh, how do I put my repentance in action?" "Son," said he, "you move from the place, the city of the bad people, to that city yonder of good people. And that will be putting your repentance into action." And the murderer bandit said, "I will do that, Ya Sheikh. And I will never do what I did again." So he made a little package of minimum what he needed and he tied it to his stick and put it on his back. And then he got out from the city of bad people and took 1, 2, 3 steps, and his time had come, he fell dead. And as soon as he died, the angel of hell came running down to take his soul to hell. But the angel of paradise equally came to take his soul to paradise, because he has made tawbah and put his tawbah in action. But there was long discussion, but no conclusion was reached in between the angel of hell, of punishment, and the angels of paradise. Allah Ta'ala, seeing the situation, he called Jibril alayhi salam, and he said, "Ya Jibril, take this yardstick. Go down there, measure how far was the sinner from the city of the bad people, and how close was he to the city of good people." Jibril alayhi salam came and measured 1 meter, 3 meters from the distance of the bad people. And when he was about to measure the distance to the city of good people, which was miles and miles and miles away, he found out Allah Ta'ala has brought the city of good people 1 meter from the place which the sinner has died. We have difficulty to remembering Allah Ta'ala in our thoughts, in our feelings, in our words, in our actions. Although there is no place and time for him, and although, as he says in Surah Ikhlas, he doesn't resemble anything which he has created, he is right here now. And he knows each and every one of us, not from the outside as I look at you, but inside of us, what we are feeling, what we are thinking now, and what we did all our lives past. Furthermore, he also knows till our last breath what we will do till our last breath. That, ibadullah, is called ihsan. And that is the first principle of iman. For if we do not see him, that we must know that he sees us. Ya Rabbi, you have given us eyes to take lesson from what we see. You have given us ears to hear what you and the ones who you love and the ones who love you say. You have given us hands to build, to give, feet to walk towards you, and a heart to love you and love all that you have created. But Ya Rab, we cannot, like our father Adam alayhi salam, say that we have tyrannized ourselves. By not realizing your gifts, what we more, alas, behave like the shaitan al-ayin, who, when he sinned, say, they, that you made him do it. Ya Rabbi,
Amen.
Cleanse our hearts,
Amen.
Which we have turned into a stable. While you say that you do not fit into the heavens and earth which you have created, but you fit into the loving heart of your believing servant. Ya Rabbi, cleanse our hearts, cleanse our minds, cleanse our bodies, cleanse our thoughts, cleanse our environment, and teach us the truth of Islam.
Amen.
Alhamdulillah, O the One, the Creator of all, who has created us in the beautiful shape of a human being, from a single drop of dirty water. That from the time that we have placed our foot on this place until our last breath, you bestow upon us such gifts that we cannot possibly count. Ya Rab, teach us thankfulness.
Amen.
And count us among the thankful servants.
Amen.
And sometimes, and never above our forbearance, you test us whether we are worthy or not of these gifts which you have given us. With little pain, with little trouble, with little hunger, little poverty, taking away from us things which we think are ours, but in reality, all is yours. And Ya Rabbi, you advise us so often to show patience. And you say the patience is the key to paradise. And you say that you are together with the one who shows patience as close as this. And Ya Rab, we never show patience. And we complain about you to our doctors, to our lawyers, to our children, to our wives. Ya Rab, shame on us. But you are the generous one. Forgive us, teach us patience, and count us amongst your patient servants.
Amen.
Ya Wahid, Ya Ahad, O the unique, only one. Your beloved says that his Ummah, us Muslims, we are like one single body. If the finger of that body aches, the whole body aches. You say, hold on to Hablullah and do not separate yourself from each other. Your beloved says that we are brothers to each other. We are one nation. Yet, Ya Rabbi, 1.5 billion and more of us, we call ourselves Muslims, and we are 1.5 billion little pieces spread all around the world like a broken mirror. We do not love each other. We do not care for each other. We do not associate with each other. On the contrary, we hurt, we kill, we dishonor each other. Ya Rab, once we had tawheed that we were all together.
Amen.
and the world loved us and at the same time feared us. The world copied us and admired us. What has happened, O Lord? The Christians, they have left their religion and they have advanced. We left our religion and we have collapsed. Bring us back to Islam.
Amen.
Bring us back to the truth of Islam.
Amen.
Bring us back to love. Bring us back to beauty.
Amen.
Bring us back to wisdom.
Amen.
Bring us back to strength.
Amen.
Ya Rabbi, have mercy upon Ummat Muhammad.
Amen.
Forgive the sins of Ummat Muhammad.
Amen.
Ya Wahid, Ya Ahad, bring unity amongst Ummat Muhammad.
Amen.
Ya Wahid, Ya Ahad, bring unity amongst Ummat Muhammad.
Amen.
Ya Wahid, Ya Ahad, bring unity amongst Ummat Muhammad.
Amen.
Ameen. Bi hurmati Sayyidina al-Mursaleen, Taha wa Yasin. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد المغفرة الملوان وتعقب الأسران وكرر الجديدان وسكر الفرقدان وبلغ روحه وأرواح أهل بيته من التحيات والسلام وبارك وسلم عليه كثيرا كثيرا كثيرا وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والأولياء والصالحين وعلى ملائكتك والمقربين وعلى أهل تعاتك إجبانينا من أهل السماوات وأهل الأرضين ورضوان الله تعالى على آل رسول الله وأصحابه أجمعين آمين والحمد لله رب العالمين.